Welcome to Day by Day, where we are looking at a passage of Scripture and understanding what it means for us today. So now we get to the question, what does 2 Samuel 8, as understood through the rest of the Bible, mean for us? Well, here's what it means. In God's kingdom, there is extensive reigning. David defeated the enemies that surrounded him, and he did so convincingly. In a greater way, Jesus defeated the greatest of enemies, and he did so convincingly through the resurrection. And now he holds all authority. And as such, God has given unto Jesus all authority over every kingdom that reigns in the physical and spiritual world. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. And that's what's taking place today. Jesus is bringing all things under his feet, under his reign. His domain and territory covers the entire earth like waters cover the sea. And he also reigns in the lives of those who have received him as their Savior. His kingdom moves in the hearts of his people and through his bride, the church. So how is it that you can have victory over the enemy of sin, over your weakness and shortcomings, over your blind spots in sanctification, over your attitude, over that which seeks to get you down and destroy you? Well, in one sense, you can't. Victory only comes when Christ is king, and victory only comes in your life when Christ is king over your life. And part of the grace of God is that the gospel not only is the good news of life eternal when you die, it is the life abundant as you live right now. So the key to overcoming the shortcomings and the sin in our life and having victory is having Christ as king and reign on the throne of your heart right now. As you pray today, please remember Sean and Kendall Pasley and their family, our missionaries in France. And also remember the Elway Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Benin, Ghana, and Togo.